Fox, W224EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate has passed a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. A small group of GOP senators opposed to the money for Ukraine, including Wisconsin's Ron Johnson. They held the floor through the night, arguing the U.S. should focus on its own problems before sending any more money overseas.
As sympathetic as I am for the Ukrainian people, I don't see how sending another $60 billion helps their plight.
The bill now heads to the House, where a group of Republicans there are also opposing it. According to those close to negotiations, progress is being made toward a deal to bring about a ceasefire in Gaza and free hostages who are still being held. Former President Trump wants the Supreme Court to weigh in on his absolute immunity claim, his lawyers filing an emergency appeal with the high court on Monday. We get a key reading on inflation this morning when the Labor Department releases the Consumer Price Index. Economists expect it will show falling prices for the third month in a row. This is ABC News. A lot of retailers are testing out the idea that less may be more.
Have you noticed your favorite stores may not be carrying all of your favorites lately? Well, there's a reason for it. Many retailers are reducing their offerings to focus instead on what they say sells best. Case in point, supermarket chain Stu Leonard's carried 49 types of breakfast cereal in 2019. Now they stock just 24. And it isn't just in stores. Coca-Cola's cut its brands in half to 200. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
If you're shopping for chocolate ahead of Valentine's Day, get ready to pay more. Cocoa prices have soared to an all-time high. One chocolate shop in New York City says prices are 13% higher than last year. Protesting farmers in India clashing with police. The farmers demanding guaranteed crop prices, but police using tear gas on some of the protesters near New Delhi. And a search in Kenya for the country's most famous lion, Olabor, normally roams a nature preserve, but hasn't been seen in about a month. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Labor shortages, retention problems. It's been a challenging time for my business. But in Wisconsin, there's 600,000 people with disabilities who are ready to work right now. They just need you to believe in them and say yes. I did.
And once you say yes, Thinkability Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least one Republican has announced their candidacy to replace outgoing Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher. Gallagher announced he would not seek another term Saturday. Former state senator Roger Roth has already announced his plan to run for the seat. Roth served as senator from 2017 until 2021 and ran for lieutenant governor alongside Tim Michaels in 2022. Current state senator Andre Jacques and GOP consultant Alex Brusewitz have also expressed interest in the seat. No Democrats have announced their intention yet to run for the seat. A leading Democrat says Republicans may be setting a trap for the governor if they pass his maps. Congressman Mark Pocan tweets Republicans could appeal those maps in federal court, and if they do, Wisconsin's current maps would stay in place through November. Many Democrats want the state Supreme Court to draw the maps. I'm Nate Wiegehout, Civic Media News.
High school hockey tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The WIAA Boys and Girls State High School Hockey Tournaments begin in locations across the state. Later this week will be the regionals, followed by the sectionals. The finalists will head to Middleton, Wisconsin at the end of the month for the state finals. The Wisconsin Girls Hockey Tournament, 23 years old. The boys in its 54th year. NBA, the Bucks getting it together with another win. This time 112-95 over the Denver Nuggets at 5-serve form. Marquette's men's basketball learned learned that they're now ranked fifth in the nation. They are looking for their eighth win in a row in a rematch at Butler. Wisconsin is at home against Ohio State. The Badgers looking to snap a four-game losing streak that cost them in the rankings, dropping from 11th to 20th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard.
As I told the team the other day, you want your shooting percentage to go up, take better shots. It's not, we're not unveiling anything here super scientific. Just get good shots.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 36 for a high this afternoon. The wind, not terribly strong out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 24. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45 with some light rain and light snow tomorrow night into Thursday morning. Won't amount to much. Clearing on Thursday, cooler, high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM, Madison, broadcasting from State Street, Fairchild, and
the other street.
What is it?
State Street. And Fairchild, and...
You can see the sign.
And?
I keep forgetting the name of the street.
I can't see the street sign. Maybe Dayton? Oh. I don't know.
Dayton. It's Dayton Street.
Yeah, Dayton. Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's where we are.
And no, we're going to go out to Hawaii. That's the whole point here.
What?
Yeah,
why
Hawaii.
Would we go to Hawaii?
This, they did something out there that is a passion for me, basically, because when Scalia decided the Second Amendment and gave everybody a gun in this country, we are obviously experiencing the results of that. I think the Republican Supreme Court has done so much damage to this country, it is almost unthinkable. Allowing money to be free speech was just one of the other big ones, but arming everybody in misinterpreting the Second Amendment, and I don't know how or why they were allowed to do this. The Second Amendment has nothing to do with personal gun ownership at all. I mean, it's like a very short amendment. There's not a lot to it, and it has a militia, and it even has well regulated in it. And then we have just arms, and then everybody's going around now saying a constitutional carry license. You know, you don't have to do anything. You can just carry a gun because it's constitutional. All of this crazy stuff has resulted in a really horrific decision by the Supreme Court with Justice Scalia. Now, in Hawaii, they have taken that back. I just love this decision out there.
Took it back.
The Hawaii Supreme Court handed down a unanimous opinion on Wednesday declaring that its state constitution grants individuals absolutely no right to keep and bear arms outside the context of military service. Rejecting the U.S. Supreme Court's interpretation of the Second Amendment, refusing to interpolate SCOTUS's shoddy historical analysis into Hawaiian law. So they just totally rejected it.
They signed off.
They did. Yeah. It says the Hawaiian Constitution has a provision that is the same as the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, word for word. And Justice Eden said, even though the provisions are the same, we will not interpret them the same way because we think the U.S. Supreme Court clearly got it wrong in Heller when it said that the Second Amendment creates an individual right to bear arms. Just as Eden wrote, We will not be a part of that. We refuse to be complicit in this distortion of history that is killing us, that's making us less safe and less free. We have an independent duty to interpret our own state's constitution, and it guarantees a kind of liberty that's very different from the paranoid armed society that SCOTUS sees as the pinnacle of liberty. That is part of the decision, just an amazing decision on the Second Amendment, worded exactly the same as the one in our Second Amendment. They interpret it the right way. Mm-hmm. and they're just lambasting the Supreme Court decision on this. You know what I'd love to see in regards to this? I would love to see this being challenged in the federal court at the Supreme Court level. I want to see this challenge.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, because, so how is this going to affect things in Hawaii, and will somebody challenge this?
Right.
And see what the Supreme Court has to say about it. And I was just looking through my little pocket guide of the Constitution, which I have standing by. And you're right. The Second Amendment is the shortest amendment of all of them. Just one sentence. Well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's it. That's all they have to say about it. But, you know, what's interesting is whenever this comes up, you can haul out that old clip of Warren Berger, the Supreme Court chief from the 60s, and he talks all about the Second Amendment and how it's been completely misinterpreted to what we have today, where, you know, it's now the Wild West again. We can all carry guns around, and, you know, that's supposedly our freedom to do that. But it's not, you know,
the Warren Berger decision on the Second Amendment. Look for that on YouTube. We'll have that queued up and ready to go. But first, let's go to the phones, and we're talking to Todd or Billy. Todd or Billy is on the line right now.
Good morning, Todd.
Hello,
or Billy.
Todd or Billy.
Good morning. Hey, when you talk about the Supreme Court, I personally want to take care to say that I'm talking about the right wing of the Supreme Court, because I have a great deal of respect for the three liberal justices. But thinking about what you're talking about here, you know, when they interpret the Second Amendment, the right wing says, well, it's all got to be in the text. And we can't really consider the consequences of our decisions. We just have to follow the law. And, you know, consequences be darned. We just can't worry about that. But then when it comes to deciding whether or not Trump was should be off the ballot because he's an insurrectionist, well, we can't follow the letter of the law here in the Constitution and the amendment because, well, just think about the consequences. It would be chaos. You don't think it's chaos that we have guns all over our streets and mass murders everywhere? I do.
Well, you brought up an excellent point on this, Todd or Billy, because I thought the same thing about overturning Roe, a 50-year law. That let me just look at the havoc that has created so far in this country. I've never seen anything like this. This conservative court has completely destroyed the country with money and politics, with gun ownership, and of course, overturning Roe. This is just a result of their policies and how they think. And if this is a civilized society, this is not the way we accomplish that. This is it's thrown chaos into our system. And now, of course, with Hawaii saying that the Second Amendment is completely misinterpreted, totally misinterpreted. And by the way, they even brought up the fact that this thing where the Supreme Court uses history to decide what it means is flawed in major league ways, because you can pick and choose what historical part that supports your argument, and you can reject the other parts that, of course, destroy your argument. It's so flawed. I have lost complete faith in the legal system in this country after listening to the arguments to keep Trump on the ballot. absolutely, I've lost all respect for the Supreme Court and the laws in this country. And watching, you know, Trump, of course, use the legal system to just delay until he can just, you know, toss all that stuff off if he becomes president again. I'm just amazed at what's happening in this country today. No. Anything you'd like to add, Todd or Billy?
Amen to what you said about some of the other Supreme Court decisions. And again, great respect for Ketanji Brown Jackson, Sotomayor, and Kagan. They are fantastic. It's the others that are the problem.
Yep, it is. It is. Thanks for calling.
Second Amendment, you know, that was the days of, thank you, Todd or Billy. Second Amendment, that was the days of muzzle-loading guns. You know, I mean, it's just, they didn't have any, you know, automatic weapons back then or machine guns or any of the things that,
Gordy,
you know, anything.
We've got Warren Berger queued up and ready to go, and he basically told it like it is.
Yep.
Some scholars have argued that the Bill of Rights is still flawed, that some of its provisions need reconsidering, that it's overrated. How do you respond to that?
As with anything in this life, it could be better here or there.
Like where, for example?
Well, that's a harder one to answer. If I were writing the Bill of Rights now, there wouldn't be any such thing as the Second Amendment.
Which says?
That a well-regulated militia being necessary for the defense of the state, the people's rights to bear arms. This has been the subject of one of the greatest pieces of fraud, I repeat the word fraud, on the American public by special interest groups that I have ever seen in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. Now just look at those words. There are only three lines to that amendment. A well-regulated militia. If the militia, which was going to be the state army, was going to be well-regulated, why shouldn't 16 and 17 and 18 or any other age persons be regulated in the use of arms the way an automobile is regulated? It's got to be registered, that you can't just deal with it at will. So someone asked me recently if I was for or against a bill that was pending in Congress calling for 5 days waiting period, and I said, yes, I'm very much against it. It should be 30 days waiting period. Mm-hmm. So they find out why this person needs a handgun or a machine gun.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's
Chief Justice Warren Berger there.
A great fraud, and it's it was really initiated by the NRA.
Yeah.
Man.
And, you know, back in the 60s or 70s, Australia was facing the same problems that the U.S. was, you know, mm-hmm. with gun control. And how, you know, how are we going to do, what are we going to do? Back in the 70s, this was goes all the way back to the, and Australia figured it out back then. And they don't have near the problems that we have with guns today. I mean, you never hear about
that. You hear the complainers, you know, they're angry. No. Oh, well, you know, they're banning guns and it's hard to get guns here. Well, it's a safer society there.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. That's it.
not much of an argument.
And the NRA still is a force, you know, even though they, you know.
Even though they lost money, tons of money, with Wayne LaPierre. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, they've got all these con men, all these grifters, the head of these right-wing groups, and they never seem to care or listen to that. Or, you know, when it's revealed that they're stealing money or they're taking money out of their funds in order to pay for trips and clothing and vacations or legal bills, as Trump is doing with his mm-hmm. money. It's just startling, and they don't seem to notice or care that this kind of grift continues taking their money.
And not only that, after there's a mass shooting, the NRA doesn't have any statements to say about it.
No. Nope. They're
loudly silent. 19 past the hour.
I've got something on the Super Bowl. More stuff.
Okay.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfine. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1. On the talk you can't ignore, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM 1580 AM. And it's all over your social media dial. Please check us out there. You can watch us. Yes, you can watch us.
On YouTube? Facebook?
Yes, yeah. You can watch us all over the place. Again, you know, we need a disclaimer. If you're going to watch us while you're driving, we want a disclaimer to make sure that you're aware that you could have an accident and kill yourself.
So. We're still getting that disclaimer together. So be careful out there.
Yeah. Well, the attorneys are saying, why are we doing this?
Yeah. it's kind of a cloudy day out there to start. We'll see a little bit of sun here and there, but it's a little colder today. 25 right now, expecting a high in the mid-30s. So, you know, bundle up, wear some extra layers, blah, 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 blah.
You're so good at saying that. It rolls right off your tongue.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Okay.
You know,
what's going on with the Super Bowl?
Guy I always listen to, always take his advice, Matt Gaetz.
Yeah. Take his advice and run in the opposite direction.
Yeah. I'm thinking that, because he says that he is not watching the Super Bowl because of the Black National Anthem being performed. My goodness sakes.
Okay, well. Oh, boy.
Hey, can you scream that you're a racist any louder than that? Please. Right. You know, just tell us. Well, how do you really feel about racism? Matt, said this, they're desecrating America's national anthem by playing something called the Black National Anthem. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, desecrating. Okay. Wow. You know, truly, truly racism at its finest. The song, which was written 3 decades before the Star Spangled Banner, became the national anthem of the U.S. and Fox News Channel. In fact, Jesse Waters was so worked up about the Black National Anthem, he brought it up in 2 segments on The Five. The song has been sung before the last 4 Super Bowls. Now, maybe Matt Gaetz doesn't watch, you know, that part of it anymore because he doesn't care about national anthems at all. The last 4 Super Bowls, along with the national anthem, over 57% of the players in the NFL are Black. All right. So let's check cut 259.
Black national anthem or real national anthem? This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. The Black national anthem, I mean, Harold, what is that about? Why all of a sudden are we having a Black national anthem? I have no idea. That just came out of nowhere. And then I don't know the lyrics. So I'm very confused.
Yes. Doesn't know the lyrics. Came out of nowhere after the 4, you know, last Super Bowls. Yeah. if you want to know if Fox is pushing racism, You got your answer right there.
There you go.
It was as simple as it possibly gets. And then Megyn Kelly had to chime in on Twitter X. The so-called Black National Anthem does not belong at the Super Bowl. We already have a national anthem, and it includes everyone. Well, geez, thanks for pointing that out, Megyn. It's a hymnal. It's a hymn. It's not necessarily replacing our national anthem.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I mean, it's these Super Bowls, they play other patriotic songs throughout the day and throughout the ceremonies. And, you know, they have God Bless America, and This Land is My Your Land, This Land is My Land, the Woody Guthrie song. You know, some of these other patriotic songs, those are all valid and everything. Those get played at different ceremonies. What's the problem with the black national anthem?
Well, you know, the thing, too, is that there was another song sung, and it was really well done. I can't remember what it is. So
at the Super Bowl?
Possibly. Yeah, at the Super Bowl.
Oh, I wasn't watching.
There were three songs. I can't remember
God
the one.
God Bless America.
I want to know.
Was it God Bless America being done by that country singer, I believe?
I want to know how the people on Fox News react to Jimi Hendrix's rendition of the national anthem.
Oh, man. Are you kidding?
Well, back in the day, they hated that.
Oh, yeah. But it was now, a bad thing back then. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Let's go. This is a TikToker apparently thinking we are post-racism. Like every other delusional MAGA in denial. Let's hear this cut.
The Super Bowl had an end racism sign painted on the field as if that's going to do anything. But anyways, how do you end racism when you have a national anthem based on someone's skin color? So there's the regular national anthem, and then there's the black national anthem. In 2024 America, black supremacy is more of a thing than white supremacy. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You said it. Boy, you said
that
it.
That was a stupid thing to say, too, but yeah, you said it.
Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it? And she writes, the black national anthem, yawn. These race baiters are always trying to divide. There you go.
That's not race baiters.
These are the terms they use. Try to energize everybody else around them to try and continue. The racism, and that is something so important to them. That's why they're going after DEI, because that is something that, you know, we're past seeing color. Just like, you know, the Supreme Court said, we're beyond that now because we had a black president. We're beyond all of that. Post-racism, that's fine. I guess if you want to think that way, especially after we had the big protests, the Black Lives Matter protests, you know, we demonstrated that it isn't past, that it is very alive today. But we can't have a black national anthem, right?
Well, you know, again,
feeling challenged.
We can only play the official national anthem of the United States. That's the only political song or song that we can play about America at the Super Bowl. What about, you know, so when we play these other songs, you know, the God Bless America, they don't have any problem with that, or This Land is Your Land. I don't know why the official anthem is the only one that can be played. I get that at the Olympics, you know, everybody has their official country's national anthem. That makes sense. But, you know, this is the Super Bowl. Let's include some other songs in there.
Exactly. Yeah. This is just an absolute ridiculous topic that they want to blow out of proportion. And it just demonstrates to the entire country that this party, this MAGA party, is a white party. It is a white nationalist party. Of course, you know, white nationalists are supporting Trump. They love Trump. The neo-Nazis love Trump. They have the Confederate flags, you know, beside the Trump flags, which are beside the U.S. flag.
Yeah.
They're not hiding it. They're obviously telling us exactly what they think. And then when they're asked, they deny it. I mean, it's as simple as all that. All right. I mean, can we agree to that?
Yes, I think we can. I think at least we can. Yes. Yeah, you do see the Confederate flag more and more, again, with Trump flags and the American flags, especially on the back of pickup trucks on the country here and there.
Right,
you know,
I have to walk up to some houses with these giant Trump flags Go Brandon or something like that flags. I want to throw this in before we go. This guy tweeted this. The San Francisco 49ers can still win the Super Bowl if Mike Pence has the courage to do the right thing. So there you go. I just love it. Mike Pence, you can make the 49ers winners. I don't know. Maybe not.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea. Yeah. All right. It is 29 past the hour. We've got news, weather, and sports. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, I'll tell you what, rent prices are going up. More on that coming up. 40 in the morning, as we were saying.
listening to Matt Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
The application period is officially open for the Agriculture Road Improvement Program. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Tuesday. The state has designated $150 million towards improving Wisconsin's crumbling rural infrastructure. And while you may first think it's about improving roads because of big harvest equipment or spring planting equipment, in reality, it's the day-to-day wear of Wisconsin agribusiness that takes its toll. Rebecca Sweeney is the Senior Director of Programs and Policy at the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association.
It really boggles the mind, right? It's 88 million pounds of milk move over Wisconsin roadways every single day. And then on top of that, the finished product coming out of our plants adds to the loads, right? So we are putting effort into moving milk in and out of plants, and we are also putting some strain on those rural roads. So they need to be strengthened, they need improvement, and we're thrilled to see that possible due to this new Ag Roads Improvement Program.
Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association. Now, to be eligible for a grant under the program, a route or structure must have been posted for weight for at least 1 month in the previous year, be maintained by a local government, and provide access to agricultural lands or facilities. You can find the application process available on the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation website, also the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website. The first round of applications will close on April 1st.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
The 35 Under 35 program is a great way to recognize young farmers and ag professionals for all the hard work that they do on sustainability. Through this program, I've really gotten to see a lot of different perspectives on how everybody defines sustainability differently. You're really going to have a great network of people to lean on in the future if you have any questions or any issues that may arise.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And Wisconsin farmers giving you a chance to eat all of your veggies. Last year, according to the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service, Wisconsin farmers harvested more than 51,000 acres of snap beans, putting us in the number one spot in the nation. There's food news for you on a Tuesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 36 for a high this afternoon. The wind not terribly strong out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 24. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45 with some light rain. And light snow tomorrow night into Thursday morning. Won't amount to much. Clearing on Thursday, cooler high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase is back Sunday, February 18th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring the German art students, The Apologist, and L. Donk. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're home in time for supper. The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're here this morning. You can check us out on every social media platform possible and our own app and the Civic Media app. Yeah.
Yes. And the Civic Media app has been updated and upgraded. Yeah. Our website, it's all brand spanking new again.
I can't find anything.
Really
on
cool
it now.
Stuff on
no, you just can, kidding. Just kidding.
Check it out.
Yeah. Check it out. Oh,
you know, I was checking out rent prices, John. There's a big story. This is huge. The latest data from the Harvard. This is all about rent and how, you know, there are parts of our economy that are doing great, fabulous. I mean, most of the economy doing very, very well. But there's still people in the lower income brackets that are facing higher rent prices. In fact, the Harvard Joint Center for Housing Studies released a study just last month, found that record high 22 million renters households, half of the renters nationwide, were spending more than 30% of their income on rent just a couple of years ago in 2022. Now, the number of affordable units with rents under 600, and boy, there's nothing under 600 anywhere around here. That also dropped to 7.2 million, and that's 2 million fewer than a decade earlier. Mm-hmm. Now, the hardest hit renters are the people making less than $30,000. So after paying rent and utilities, they're left with about $300 on average after they just paid rent and utilities. That's before any other expenses. So, you know, that's like $300 a month. That's $10 a day. And if you've got a family of a couple, you know, kids, how are you going to make that happen? Cost burdens for renters, they're spending less on things like food and healthcare and retirement because they just can't afford it. Mm-hmm. And even though now this is a whole different sector, residents that are in mobile homes have faced rent increases of up to 40%.
Really?
Many tenants, mostly seniors and others on fixed incomes, haven't signed new leases with those increases. They just can't afford it. So about 40% of those facing eviction each year are children. And now the good news is, out of all this, Congress is working on doing a bill that would expand a federal program that would award tax credits to housing developers who agree to set aside units for low-income tenants. They've done this kind of thing before, but
locally,
they're really pushing.
Yeah, statewide locally they do this.
Yeah, but this is a federal thing they're trying to work through, and supporters say that could lead to construction of 200,000 more affordable homes. Right. So some lawmakers are calling for more rental assistance, including a significant increase in funding for housing vouchers. But I can tell you, just by checking around, because I've been looking for a different place, I rent where I'm at. Yeah. I have a really good deal. But I've been looking to get a little closer into the city or a little closer to Madison. I'm kind of on the outskirts. And I'll tell you, rent prices are just sky. I mean, it's just it's hard to find anything really affordable that's really, you know, nice. I mean, it's really a tough situation.
It is. You know, I go out and I do a survey for the Census Bureau, but I can at least say this. When it comes to rents in the area, I'm talking to students every once in a while, and they tell me that their rent is like $800. Wow, $800. Yeah. It's pretty good for, you know, this apartment. Oh, that's just for me. Everybody,
yeah, that's right. For a bedroom.
Everybody pays the $800 individually. So there may be five roommates, and each one has to pay what it would normally be rent for one place. Everybody's paying the same dollar amount, which is incredible. And I don't know if that sounds fair. It doesn't sound right to me.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, that really pushes the rent of the unit right through the roof.
it becomes unaffordable. You know, you just have to, you know, let's get a few more roommates. I guess we'll double up in these bedrooms and, you know, try to pay the rent.
Well, then there's the problem of corporate ownership. They come in and they try to buy up all these apartment buildings so they can just, you know, make a whole heck of a lot of money, not pay for any kind of upkeep. We've got a problem now on the east and west sides of Madison. Two of those apartment complexes, big ones out on Tree Lane is one, and they're in receivership because they were badly managed. And now they're trying to find a buyer for it. And because they're in receivership, they're allowing the people to move out on their own, but they're advised to maybe move out because who knows what's going to happen to those buildings. If there's no one to buy them, then they have to shut them down and to close them off. And then you can't obviously live there. So all these people are becoming homeless because of these two huge apartment complexes on each side of town being in receivership. And now they're looking for owners or somebody to buy up the place. It's a tough situation.
It is a huge problem. Yeah. And a lot of people, you know, they can't afford rent anymore. They certainly can't afford to purchase a home.
Right.
That's completely out of reach. And you wonder where's this going? Where's this headed?
And then, of course, you know, we have the converted hotels in town. Yeah. Those, there are two big ones that are being held up because of the PSC, which controls all of the utilities, public utilities, and the utilities are against having single meters. And what that means is that there's a single meter for an apartment building, and that would be very tough to have because every apartment has its own meter and every tenant pays their own bills. But in these new buildings, these converted hotels, they want a single meter. And what they're doing is they're combining the rent with the utility. So you no longer have to pay your utility. It's part of your rent. And that's how they control it. So no one gets their utility shut off because they can't afford it. It's basically in their rent. And that would require a single meter. And then because of that single meter, that means that they have geothermal or they have photovoltaic solar panels. And that is the way that they're going to keep the energy down. They're building them very energy efficient. Now all they need is the single meter, and the PSC has not been friendly to that. The utilities don't want single meters, so they have to get special permission from the PSC in order to have a special license in order to be able to open up and have a single meter. And they're very slow at handing these out. Now, a lot of people developers are applying for this. So now the PSC is considering maybe changing the rules a little bit. You don't see the Republicans scrambling to maybe change the law and help the PSC on this. They're not going to do that. But the PSC has to do it on their own. And, of course, the PSC is going through membership changes because, they got rid of one guy at the PSC. Another Governor Evers is putting another person in, and they're trying to get that all together. And then, of course, they have to make these major decisions and help this. And these are affordable housing units, these two hotels that are converted into apartments. So then we need them desperately in this city. And it's just being held up with, you know, paperwork and no one doing what they need to do. And the Republicans just sitting back and letting things happen. You know, just happen.
So those two buildings are in Madison, correct?
Yes.
Okay, but it's a state law that needs to change.
A state PSC regulation that needs to change.
Okay.
And I mean, you know, the state law could be changed as well to allow single meters in these areas. Mm-hmm. They could actually, you know, ask the PSC to, you know, move on this thing quickly so we could open up these new affordable housing units in Madison because we desperately need more housing here in this town, definitely.
No question about it.
There's
a real lack of it.
It really is.
No problem.
You know, I wish I record so much information and I play it here on the air, but the one thing I regret never recording is this one guy, one Republican, I can't remember who it is, and he came out and said, well, now that we've paid for everything in the state, it's time for tax cuts. And I'm thinking, you haven't paid for anything in this state. You know? You know, they're kind of, you know, helping a little bit with the schools, but not enough for the schools. Now we have this incredible problem with school buses, right? They can't hire enough people for these because the wages aren't there for school bus drivers. There's a lot that goes into being a school bus driver. And now they've got a school bus driver shortage. And if we could just get the state to pour more money into helping these schools by paying these school districts, by the way, a little bit more money to help pay their bus drivers so they could get bus drivers into their district instead of having this shortage. They've ignored this. This isn't something that they even care about. This isn't on their radar at all. We've got these continuing problems that are festering and getting worse, and nothing is being done. But they've paid for everything. They've taken care of everything. No problem. Let's have a tax cut.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing, amazing stuff.
It boggles the mind. And here, that's
we're
trying to unboggle our minds. But they continually get reboggled. 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us at that number. And, of course, always on the brand new spanking updated Civic Media app. Download it for free for your Android or iPhone device, whatever. And check it out there. You can send us a message right to our screens right in front of us.
Why don't we lighten up a little bit here?
Lighten up, Joe. Well, what are you talking about?
I'm complaining a little bit. I'm kind of whining.
What is that movie? Stripes. Lighten up, Francis.
That's right.
Okay.
You've got your great cut, your Romney cut about Trump.
Oh, yes.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you have that ready? Can you just play that for everybody? We love this thing. Yes.
This one.
Yeah. Donald Trump is kind of a human gumball machine.
There you go. Perfect.
That's it. And that is perfect.
He's out there. He's out there saying more very smart things as he's leaving. it's amazing.
He's leaving politics.
It's amazing how they change their tune once they've decided not to run again. This is Romney in regards to the mega traders who are supporting Russia.
Many in the far reaches of my party. But if your position is being cheered by Vladimir Putin, it's time to reconsider your position. Now, I can't see into the future, but there are no guarantees that Ukraine will defeat Russia. But that does not mean that we should stand back and let Putin have his way with Europe. What sending weapons to Ukraine does do is help discourage further Russian and Chinese invasions, which could draw us in. It helps preserve NATO. It allows America to remain the leader of the free world, and it shows that we honor our word to our friends and allies. Lech Walesa, the first democratically elected president of Poland since 1926, and someone I've been fortunate enough to meet with, recently wrote to all the United States senators. He said this, quote, "You're obliged to assure a peaceful future for your children. Our grandchildren will never forgive us if we fail to stop Russia now. If the U.S. does not lead, nobody will." End of quote. Couldn't agree more. Helping a free people defend their freedom is simply the right thing to do. Thank you, Madam President.
There you go. Wise. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
A good statement. A very true statement.
And
future
Donald
generations
kind of
are going to
human gumball machine.
Yeah, and that is also a very true, honest statement as well. I love that one. But he says, "Now I know that the shock jocks and online instigators have riled up many of the far reaches of my party, but if your position is being cheered by Vladimir Putin, it's time to reconsider your position."
Ain't it
true? All right.
Way to tell it like it is, Mitt. Thank you.
Finally, now that you're leaving, just be
honest.
Nobody's
listening to you on your side of the aisle. Nobody cares.
You don't have to answer to Trump.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, he's happy to be
the Don, the boss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 7:49, and coming up, leftovers, odds and ends, tidbits, this and that, and the other.
Man. Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people that say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
The day we eat all the leftovers.
I'll just have leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy them.
Sometimes the leftovers are better than the actual meal, right?
Well, yeah, isn't because the flavors come together, you know, as they cool down in the refrigerator and you bring them out again. And it just
and
works.
And then today is Paczki Day, right? You know, which is kind of a little delicacy, a Polish delicacy. Might find those out there today, or maybe a croissant, you know?
So how do you say croissant in French?
I was going to say, you said it wrong, Gordon.
Pronunciation. Is it croissant?
You know what I
That's
mean.
That's the way you said it. You said it the wrong way.
Croissant. Well, if you are able to pronounce the French R.
All right. Well, what leftovers do we have today?
Well, you know, we've got this. This just came out. There's a new poll that finds...
Take a
let
breath.
Let me just take a breath here because I just can't handle this. What happened to an educated public? Where are these people? please.
Enlighten us.
Okay. A new poll. A new poll finds that Trump gets far less blame for killing the border deal than Biden does, even though Trump explicitly called on the Republicans to vote it down. What is happening in this country? God, who are
bizarro world?
This truly is a bizarro world.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, that's just that's just some frivolity. Just drives. It just drives you nuts. Okay, let's get to Tom Cotton, okay?
Yes.
Who got mocked for blaming Democrats for slavery. Tom Cotton blamed Democrats for the U.S. Civil War. How's that going?
Okay, yeah.
The Democratic Party in 1860 did restrictions. They did support slavery. That's that party back then. And the implication is that the current Democratic Party shares those same values. Well, that's not. No, it's not.
No.
So anyway, a whole bunch of people on Twitter X corrected him. One said, what happened to those Dixiecrats? And how did the Civil Rights Act of 1964 change the party alignment? Those are the two things that change the parties.
Yes.
My goodness sakes, God. Oh. Mm-hmm. And a columnist for the Daily Beast wrote, Democrats today aren't wavering or defending the Confederate flag or lamenting about the lost cause that Tom Cotton, GOP, everybody on the right is doing. If Lincoln was a Republican today, the MAGA extremists would probably try to assassinate him. And then another person responded, which party is actively defending the Confederacy in the year 2023? Another user asked, and which party is working to tear down Confederate statues and monuments? And another said, we always see a Trump flag next to a Confederate flag or swastika. And another pointed out, yet none are seen next to the Biden flag.
Mm.
Yeah. Is there a Biden flag? I want to see that one.
I haven't seen any.
I guess the Go Brandon flag is a Biden flag. Is that?
I guess
you could say so. That's just an odd end that I thought, well, you know, let's kind of just throw that into the mix. How's that? Okay, how about this? Do you have one?
No, I think I've got the same one you about true patriotism.
Well,
is that the one you're running for?
No, go for that one.
Jeff Tiedrich?
Yes.
staying silent at the feet of your ruler. True patriotism. Jeff Tiedrich, he's on Twitter X all the time.
Yep.
Got some great comments. Congratulations. Here is what he says. Congratulations to the literally zero Republicans standing up to denounce Donald Trump for saying he'd encourage Russia to attack NATO. Stand up and take a bow, you gutless effing cowards.
There you go.
I mean, really, what... you'd hear nothing from the Republicans at all about that comment that Trump said. You know, go ahead, Russia, attack NATO. You know, Russia, Russia, Russia. Are you listening, Russia?
It's so odd.
Here
isn't
he
it?
Goes again. You know, it's just nuts.
Isn't it just weird the way they have not said anything about threatening NATO? And of course,
I mean, it's just what's going on? I mean, it's just.
And the thing is, this is a treaty, and treaties take precedent over everything. It's the word of this country. So you can't go back on a treaty. It's impossible to do. You can't do it, even if you're the all-powerful president that Trump envisions. All right? Mm-hmm. It's okay. So let's
get he was always trying to break some treaties that longstanding. It just was course of action every day. What can we do to mess things up again, with NATO especially?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Two former Republicans wrote recently, the GOP has become an insurgent outlier in American politics. It is ideologically extreme, scornful of compromise, unmoved by conventional understanding of facts, evidence, and science, and dismissive of the legitimacy of the political opposition. When one party moves this far from the mainstream, it makes it nearly impossible for the political system to deal constructively with the country's challenges. And it seems that's very true.
Yes.
It's something else entirely for a party to reject its own ideas to address a crisis at the border, right? But they did, declaring a large swath of the population to be less than American means they're not worth dealing with and dealing with in a very contemptuous way. Or how about then there's this denigration of science. The dispassionate research and technical knowledge of what makes everything go, you know, a campaign against established knowledge. And finally, in 2007, the Pew Research Center found 62% of Republicans believed there was solid evidence of global warming. By 2009, only 35% did. Might be an ideological thing, you think? I don't know.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Biden administration is sending press releases out all the time, and they sent this one up. Every single time Donald Trump opens his mouth, he's confused, deranged, lying, or worse. Tonight, he lied more than 24 times, slurred the words, confused basic facts, and placated the gun lobby weeks after telling parents to get over it after their kids were gunned down at a school. But you won't hear about any of it if you watch cable news, read this weekend's newspapers, or watch the Sunday shows. Beltway reporters may be numb to the Trump's horrifying candidacy.
And we have to leave it there. Hey, tomorrow, John, we will be welcoming State Assembly Representative for Isthmus and the East Side, Francesca Hong, will be our special guest in studio with us. We hope you can join us then. For John Peterson, Sam Davison, I'm Gordy Young. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose. Yeah. I mean,
we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.